Great guest on with us now, Keith Poston, head of the Wake Education Partnership, is going to join us and talk about a terrific program. They've launched the Career Accelerator. It's a full-week summer program connecting Wake County high school students with Top Triangle employers for a hands-on career exploration. Welcome to the show, and good morning, Mr. Poston.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, tell us all about the program.
Well, this is our fourth summer doing this program, and it's been growing each year. But it, as you mentioned in the open, it's targeting our high school students, so 9th through 12th grade. And the students apply, sign up for it in the, earlier in the year. And then during the summer, we set up a week-long program, and it's really two parts to it. They're meeting at high school hub sites. There's about 9 sites around the county that we're meeting at during the week. And during those sessions, they'll be doing things like interview practices. They'll create a digital portfolio. They're doing things around, sort of job search and more of the social soft skills around jobs. And then on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we've got buses taking them all over the place to some of the biggest brand name top employers in the region, to spend the day at those companies and not only see the workplaces but talk to the different career professionals that are there to learn how they got there. What kind of education did they have to get? We really encourage our business partners to be very open and candid. Like, how much do you make? What did you have to do? Where did you start? Is this what you wanted to do? I mean, it's a really cool way for the students here to start to really think about what they might want to do.
It sounds terrific. I'm looking at the list of some of the employers that you have involved, and this is no just chump sheet here. You've got Lenovo, you've got SAS, you've got Fujifilm. So it's really giving young people a great opportunity to get out and learn more from some really high-level companies.
Well, and I think they don't really... we have 160,000 students in the Wake County Public Schools, and we have so many jobs that are still coming here and are being created here by companies, new companies coming in. I want our students to get those jobs. And those companies, ideally, they would like to be able to hire from the local pool of talent. And a lot of times, students just don't know what kinds of jobs are out there. You don't even know what the job looks like. You can't quite imagine it. You see a Biogen or, a Lot Design or a John Deere. You may know a product. You may know John Deere makes tractors, but do you know what kinds of jobs are there? Do you know how many jobs are available there that you could go start working now, get an associate's degree, and be making $100,000 in 2 years? I mean, that's the kind of thing that we want them to say, geez, I can do that. That's something, this is right in my backyard. This doesn't feel like, an unreachable dream. These are just folk, just like me, who maybe didn't know exactly what they wanted to do when they were in 10th, 11th, 12th grade, but they were good with their hands, or they were, they had a knack for math, or they were excellent artists and realized that they could go into architecture or design. So it's really a time to still figure out where you want to be, and we're just really fortunate to be in a community that has so many options.
I agree. Now, you say this is the fourth year, so for parents and maybe even students who are listening, if getting ready for next year, how would they be able to get involved with this program for year 5? If they want to spend their summer doing something great with you, what do they need to do?
Well, we work through the school system, and we have we push out information through the schools themselves. They go through the guidance counselors. Each of our high schools in Wake County have a position called a career development coordinator, that pushes out information about jobs and internships and opportunities. So, and of course, you can also look on it. We can come to our website at wakeed.org and look for Career Accelerator and look under our programs. But usually where people hear about it, or the students will hear about it, or the parents will see about it in one of the family newsletters. We push out information through the district. And, also word of mouth, social media. But we've had, the last couple of years, we've had more students want to participate in the program than we've been able to handle. And part of that, is frankly, is funding. So we are continuing to look for, if you're a business that's listening to this right now, companies who will host students like these companies are doing this week. We also need companies who have the resources to be able to help support and sustain this program because, you know, I think we're spending about $50,000 on transportation this week, you know, on buses. You know, we're also giving the students stipends because we want to make it where it's as accessible as possible. So kids who, you know, need to work in the summer, at least they're getting a little bit of money, $150. I mean, it's not nothing, right? And all that adds up. And so if there's a company that wants to participate and give back, you can host students and you can also support the program.
Keith Poston, President, Wake Ed Partnership. Thank you so much for all you're doing and for sharing this information with us this morning. Talk to you again soon.
I'm heading out to the quarry in Garner this morning to go meet about 30 students.
All right. Drink water.
All right. Will do. Thank you.